The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Whoa. Ah. Hey, it's Friday.
I know.
It's Fry-yay, as our friend Shannon Bream says. I have a big announcement to make.
You do.
For me, it's huge. Actually, it is. It is. Yesterday, leaving the studio here, I walked downstairs. I saw some boxes. And I said, that looks weird. What's that? And I ripped them open. And do you know what it was?
What was it?
It was copies of my new book, Is Atheism Dead?
You mean this book? Wow.
Yes.
Oh, my.
Is Atheism Dead? I cannot tell you what it is for an author to open up a box and to see something he's never seen before, which is the book that he's worked on for a very long time, killed himself on almost, and then to see there it is, there it is. Any mistake that's in there, I can't change it now, can I? I am so excited about this book. I'm going to talk about this in a minute. I got some exciting things to share from the inside of the book, which I cannot show you until a moment from now. Now, by the way, we are airing this opening 10 in both hours today. In a minute, I'm speaking to either Greg Laurie, you know, our friend Pastor Greg Laurie.
Yes.
Harvest, Southern California. They're doing a crusade this weekend. But also, we're going to re-air in hour two the interview I did yesterday with Dr. Ryan Cole. In the beginning of it, the audio is not great, but it gets better. It's blockbuster information.
Yes, it is.
This is a guy who I've steered away from getting into the weeds of the vaccine and that stuff, but the idea that the government is using its power to bully people into getting this, when I keep reading information that says, no, don't get it. I mean, I would think that you would at least let people make their own decisions. And the fact of the matter is, according to John Zmirak, all three vaccines were made in a way that depended on the bodies of aborted babies. Now, John Zmirak writes about that. And I thought to myself, what about religious objections? And what about the idea that the government is never supposed to push on this kind of stuff? So the idea that you have a president pushing, I just thought this is so out of line. Let's talk to somebody who can at least get us some facts so we can make informed decisions.
Yeah.
So that's coming up. That's in hour two today. So depending on what hour this is, I don't know. Okay,
don't know.
Albin, I got to share two things, and then I want to tell you about my book.
Yes, you do.
Oh, I got to read a letter.
Yes, you do.
Yesterday, somebody, or so this morning, somebody writes, Eric, you had a doctor on your show yesterday. Now, that's Ryan Cole, who we're going to air today. Again, we're going to re-air the same interview. The doctor said there were 15,000 deaths from the vaccine. Now, that's not, I mean, this is from the VAERS website. This is an official website, I believe. But he says I was going to ask him questions about that. And then the next segment, the radio played music for about 10 minutes. Mm. It was like they were trying to squelch the narrative and the truth about the vaccine. I don't know about that. All I know is if you're listening to this program and something happens weird like that, like the audio goes out or whatever, please email us. We read every single email. We want to know. We want to contact the people at the station. This was California.
Right.
So I really do... you know, so we're gonna play that again today in its entirety. Hour one, my friend Greg Laurie, and hour two, that.
And also go to Rumble, and you'll be able to see the interview there as well. And please share that on Rumble.
Okay, I keep saying this. Since we were canceled from YouTube, most people don't know that we're getting this show out on video. So I'm going to ask you, please sign up for the newsletter. ericmetaxas.com. We'll send you the videos, the Ryan Cole video. Mm-hmm. We already sent that out yesterday. Every video we do, just about, we will send to your email, and that way you can say, hey, I didn't know we interviewed this guy. I must have been sick that day. I missed it, and I'm glad I didn't miss it, because who knew that he could get Ernest Borgnine in the studio?
Yeah.
So you don't want to miss that. Mm-hmm. So you need to sign up for the newsletter, ericmetaxas.com. Okay, now. We've got two bits of business, folks. These are important. People always ask me, what can I do?
Yes.
And I'm going to start doing a segment called What Can I Do? But in lieu of that, we can just call this a What Can I Do segment for the next 2 minutes. Anything you can do that's positive, okay, it might not directly, immediately affect things, but it will affect things. One of the things you can do, marriage and families are under attack in America. Religious liberty is under attack in America. That's why we're asking you to give to ADF. But before I tell you about the Alliance Defending Freedom, and before I beg you to write a check to them, I want to tell you about Endgame. There's a book called Endgame. You can go to endgamebook.org. If you use the code ERIC, you can get a discount. But this book lays out a successful, proven way for churches, I mean, anyone can do it, but particularly churches, to implement a program in their churches which will save marriages. Now, this was tried over a three-year period in Jacksonville, Florida. Only three churches used this program, endgamebook.org. They used the program, and across the entire city, 24% was the number of decline in divorces, 24% because of three churches. So please check that out. And speaking of things that are under attack, I mentioned religious liberty, family. Alliance Defending Freedom, folks, these are the folks who do it. I'll just say there's going to be an event for the Alliance Defending Freedom. Actually, before I say that, I want to send you to MetaxasTalk.com. It's our radio website, not ericmetaxas.com, where you sign up for my newsletter and to pre-order my book. It's the radio website, MetaxasTalk.com. If you click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, it will show you how to donate to them. But I'm branding today $1,000 Friday.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's Friday.
Yep.
$1,000 Friday. I need at least three listeners to each make a tax-deductible donation to ADF of $1,000. Now, here's what I'm going to do. If you do that, I will send you a signed book plate. If you give $2,500, I will do something I'm not supposed to do. My publisher will shoot me. I will send you a copy of this. This book doesn't come out for almost 3 weeks, right? You can't get a copy for 3 weeks. I will overnight you a copy of this book. If you send $2,500 to Alliance Defending Freedom, we will do that. We'll do it on Monday. You'll get it early next week. I'm not supposed to do that, folks. You cannot get a copy of this book until it's officially released, but I will do that out of my personal stash. I don't even have copies to do this with, but I will take out of my personal copies that I just got in a box yesterday, and we will send you a signed book. That's for $2,500. Anybody giving $1,000, you'll get signed book plates, and we'll be happy to personalize them. But we need you to help. ADF is fighting for us. I keep saying this as a principle. ADF is fighting for religious liberty. Now, I'm telling you, they do this for free. They're fighting for everybody's religious liberty. Right now, Christian values are being attacked, Christians are being attacked, but religious liberty affects atheists, agnostics, Muslims, Jews, Buddhists. It affects everybody. If the government begins pushing you around, or colleges, or organizations, universities, institutions, corporations begin pushing you around, in the Constitution, it says we have religious liberty. Now, most of us have never had to think about it or even understand what it is, but it's now under attack. Alliance Defending Freedom is fighting. They are doing heroic work, but everybody should support them because they are the ones doing it. There's nobody else. The government is fighting against this. So I'm just asking you, if you care about America, if you care about religious liberty, and I can't imagine you don't, I would love everybody to please go to Alliance Defending Freedom. The banner is at our website, MetaxasTalk.com. I'll give you the phone number in case you prefer to call right now, 855-547-5333, 855-547-5333. Once again, anybody who gives $2,500, I will give you a signed copy of this book. You'll get this immediately. Nobody has it. And also, we throw this out there every time I'm doing something like this. Anybody who wants to have dinner with me in any city that I happen to be, we'll get together. Anybody gives a $10,000 donation, tax deductible, to this superb organization, it will be my honor to join you and anybody you like for the evening. We'll see you in a minute. Hey, folks, I've got to tell you a secret about Relief Factor that the father-son owners, Pete and Seth Talbot, have never made a big deal about, but I think it is a big deal. I really do. They sell the three-week quick start pack for just $19.95 to anyone struggling from pain like neck, shoulder, back, hip, or knee pain, $19.95, about a dollar a day. But what they haven't broadcasted much is that every time they sell a three-week quick start, they lose money. In fact, they don't even break even until about 4 to 5 months after if you keep ordering it. Friends, that's huge. People don't keep ordering Relief Factor month after month if it doesn't work. So yes, Pete and Seth are literally on a mission to help as many people as possible deal with their pain. They really do put their money where their mouths are. So if you're in pain from exercise or even just getting older, order the three-week quick start for $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. I use it. It works.
Dark as shame, darling, dark as shame. Thank you for all the joy and pain. Picture show, second balcony was the place we'd meet. Second seat, go Dutch.
Hey there, folks. I think you know that I'm friends with Greg Laurie and that I just love to talk to him. So I don't need much of an excuse, but today I have an excuse. There's a big thing happening in Southern California. And Greg Laurie, welcome to the program, and tell my viewers and listeners what's happening. This is a big deal.
Well, good to be with you, Erica. We're very excited because this is our first large-scale live event that we've done. And for we usually meet at Angel Stadium every year. We've been doing it 30 years in a row for an event we call SoCal Harvest. It's an evangelistic event, has a lot of music. We see literally over a weekend 100,000 people attend, but we had to cancel last year. The stadium would not let us come and have our meeting. We've secured the stadium for one night, this coming Sunday night at 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, SoCal Harvest, and we have music from For King and Country and Phil Wickham, and I'm going to be giving a very direct evangelistic telling people how to come to Christ. But the good news is you don't have to come to Southern California. You can, and you're welcome, but you can watch it live at harvest.org. We're going to put it on all of our media platforms, Facebook, everything we have. But the best thing is just go to our website, harvest.org, and you can watch it at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time.
Am I speaking at this event?
Not to my knowledge.
You know, then I don't need to fly out to Southern California. I could just watch it on my computer. Isn't that the case? Harvest.org? Greg, seriously, that's kind of amazing that anyone around the world can watch this live. So what are the hours, before we get into the details, what are the hours that this will be airing on this Sunday, October 3rd?
Well, it starts at 7 o'clock. That's Pacific Standard Time. All the following week, just multiple areas. You know, when COVID hit, we pivoted to online, and our online audience went from like 10,000 to 300,000. And we think we'll probably break a million for this because we have tuning in literally now from all around the world. So, you know, it enables us to reach people where they are. And we find new ways to communicate with people, follow up on people, connect with people, and actually bring them to Christ online. And so this is a very effective event to watch in your home. You can download the Harvest app for the Roku box or Apple TV. You can watch it on your television. You can watch it on a tablet, a phone, a computer, We have Harvest apps for everything that you can download or just go to our website, harvest.org, and it's the theme I'm going to explore, fame. You know, a poll was done by USA Today, and they asked their young readers, what do you want more than anything else? The answer was, I want to be rich and famous. So basically what I'm saying is that being rich and famous was all that it's cracked up to be. Why are there so many miserable, empty, rich and famous people? Why have so many of them overdosed on drugs? Why have so many of them even taken their lives? Because that's not the end here. So I'm sort of using that as a springboard to really talk about what we're looking for, which is significance, purpose, meaning. Deep down inside, we're all really just looking for God.
Well, there's no doubt about that, but it does take convincing sometimes. And it seems like typically people have to be going through something difficult before they think clearly enough about these kinds of things. It's almost like you don't think clearly typically unless you're suffering and it forces you to think clearly. Otherwise, we're just kind of drifting along and, you know, self-medicating with entertainment and distractions. And only when we're going through something tough do we suddenly – I mean, that's my story, and it seems to be the story of many, many people, that maybe it's because we're living in a culture where we are wealthier than ever, we're more blessed than ever, and so we've basically we're entertaining ourselves to death on some level. There was a book about that a number of years ago, but no history no culture in the history of the world has been able to do this. Usually people didn't have anywhere to go. They would bump into their problems pretty quickly. But we really have almost created a way for us to be distracted permanently.
And that's added to the problem. Because I read just today that an average person looks at their phone 150 times a day. You know, so 85% people admit they're looking at their phone when they're having conversations with people in person. Social media has actually made us unsocial. Smartphones are actually making us stupid, and they're adding to the problem. You may have read that article then where Facebook did some internal research among people that use their platform. They found that a very high percentage of young people were depressed, some even suicidal, because they didn't feel they could keep up with those people they follow on Instagram. And so the social media is like thorns on fire. And so I just read the other day, actually Dennis Prager said this in a little column he wrote. He talked about the fact that how everywhere in the world people are lonely. He said the Germans are lonely. The French are lonely. Even the Scandinavians are lonely. So half people on Earth, they're lonely. And in England, they've appointed a minister of loneliness.
Wait. Are you kidding? A minister of loneliness? That's like one step away from the ministry of silly walks. You're not joking.
You're not making this stuff up, Eric. It's out there.
Ministry of loneliness?
I just think and they say Generation Z is the loneliest generation of all time. So, you know, I want to reach these folks. I want to tell them there's hope. I want to tell them there's a God that can enter their life and be with them and walk with them through life. I want to tell them that there's an afterlife. They need to be prepared for it, and there's a heaven, and yes, there's even a hell. And God wants us all to join him in heaven, so it's all about coming into a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Do you think that the unwillingness of pastors to preach about hell has created a culture where we pretend as though it doesn't exist? Because we really do live in a culture that very rarely talks about that or goes there. And I don't know, I mean, I don't want to believe in hell, but I don't feel like I have a choice. It's this uncomfortable reality I have to face. But I mean, when you say something like that, I realize I hear that very rarely. And I know sort of why that is, but why do you think that is?
Well, I think people are afraid people might stop attending their church, but the reality is it's the gospel truth. I cannot fully appreciate the good news until I first know the bad news. And the bad news is I'm separated from God by sin, and I need to repent of my sin or a future judgment is waiting. The good news is God put his judgment on his son, Jesus Christ, when he's on the cross, and we don't have to be judged. We don't have to go to call. As C.S. Lewis put, The gates of hell are locked from the inside. Any person that ends up in this place of separation from God has to be fairly determined to get there. They have to reject God's offer, forgiveness. I think people are afraid that it will offend if they give this message. But as far as I'm concerned, if I don't give this message, I'm concerned I'll offend God because I have to tell the truth.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? When you know God is real, you worry about what he thinks. Yeah. But if you don't think he's real, yeah, you don't think about that. But it is a funny thing. I've just come to the conclusion that unless you have a personal relationship, I mean, people use that all the time, but I don't mean like a mental assent to these ideas. I say, I believe it. Well, you have to have a personal relationship with him. He has to be real in some visceral way. But when that happens, it changes everything. I think we just lost Greg Laurie. Albin, we lost Greg. Now what? All right, folks, I've got the information here in front of me. Honestly, 3 years ago, before the pandemic, you've heard about that, right? Do I need to talk about that? I don't need to talk about the pandemic. Before that, Greg did one of these events. I mean, he's doing them for 30 years, but I was privileged to be invited to that one. It was amazing. It's a wonderful thing. Daryl Strawberry was there. Phil Wickham, I think he mentioned this, that Phil Wickham's going to be there this time, King and Country. But it's just delightful. And I want to say to anybody, if you've got a friend or a family member kind of wondering about the big things, where am I in life? Where am I going? What's going on in the world? This is like ideal. Harvest.org. You can check it out. It's 7 p.m. Pacific time. So 7 p.m. Pacific time. But if I were you, honestly, I would check it out. Harvest.org. That is this Sunday. I just promise you, this is wonderful and worth your time. So get some friends and check it out. Harvest.org this Sunday the 3rd. God bless you.
Buckle up for safety, always buckle up. Pull your seat belt snug, give an extra tug. Buckle up for safety, buckle up.
Buckle up for safety, buckle up. Buckle up for safety, always buckle up. Show the world you care by the belt you wear. Buckle up for safety when you're driving. Buckle up for safety, buckle up.
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
Oh, that is goodness. Such a peppy song. I'll never get it out of my mind. I'll be buckling up even when I'm not in the car. Right.
Thank you, James. Yeah.
James,
yeah,
our engineer, he just dug that up archaeologically, speaking. He found that. Buckle up for safety, everybody. Buckle up. Unbelievable. Okay, this is Fun Facts Friday. We've got a lot of fun facts.
Oh, yeah.
And we're only going to read the fun ones.
Okay.
So, Albin, you've got an avocado story.
Oh, I do.
Maybe, you know what? I think we better start. We promised that. Let's, okay. Okay, this morning you said, hey, who wants to hear my avocado story?
Right.
And everybody had blank stares. Yeah, like, what?
And a few left the studio, too.
Yeah, so, but tell us. Tell us.
Yeah, okay, here's my avocado story. Now, on the way to the subway a couple days ago, I knew that we needed avocados at home because Ann wants us to eat avocados and bananas every day. Okay, so I figured I'll
stop.
And
you're the most henpecked radio sidekick.
Yeah,
go
but
ahead.
I'm very healthy. So I'm coming up to the guy that sells, you know, the fruit and vegetables right there, right in front of the subway stop.
Yeah.
So I go there, and there's a sign there. It says, 2 avocados for $1. So I tell the guy.
Wait. That's an incredible price. It says 2 avocados
exactly.
for a dollar?
Yeah.
Okay, so the sign says
price.
That?
Yeah, it does say that. Two for a dollar, okay? So as I'm getting the 2 for $1 avocados, underneath that, you know, and this is a handwritten sign, underneath it in smaller letters, it said $1 each.
So, hold on.
Yeah, okay.
I got to do the math in my head.
Okay.
So the sign says avocados, two for a dollar, and then beneath it
yes.
says $1
each. Or one.
Each.
So I say to the guy, I said, does anybody ever get 1 avocado for $1? And he looks at me and says, yes, once in a while. And I'm like, really? So I take out my cell phone. Okay, I'm getting my cell phone out because I got to take a picture of this, the avocados with the sign, right? So then the guy goes, no. And he grabs the sign and he takes it and he takes it away. And he says, two for a dollar.
He was ashamed.
He was like, okay, somebody caught him. So anyway, so yesterday I'm going to the Subway and it's back. The sign is back.
The
sign is back. And he's off to the other end of his little cart selling some fruits, right? So I quickly take out my camera and take a picture of the sign. So there it is.
Okay, I'm going to post it on Instagram. Yeah. You've got to send me that photo.
Yeah.
That reminds me, like, I think I read a sign once, like ham sandwich, 25 cents. Ham, 10 cents extra. Like, I mean, literally, the people are often not thinking, and they write stuff like this.
Yeah. I think we need, like, as seen on the streets of New York or, as, you know.
I mean, look, signs that's just, that, yeah. That's, you know what, though? Yeah. On my way home, I'm going to buy me a couple avocados.
There you go. Two for a dollar,
I mean, seriously, though, that's right. Like, what? Two for a dollar?
It's like seeing a sign.
Are they loaded with parasites and you shouldn't eat them? What's the catch?
They're excellent.
All right.
Excellent.
Fun Facts Friday, Alvin. We got to share some fun facts.
Well, I've got a quick one right here about Lincoln's. Did you know that Abraham Lincoln signed the Secret Service Act, and this is into existence on the same day that he died, the very same day, Secret Service. But when he signed it into law, it was originally formed to stop counterfeiters, okay? It wasn't about protecting the president. It was about going after counterfeiters, because that was the big deal back in the day. If you're thinking, remembering it's the...
Now, here's the problem. That's supposed to be a fun fact. It's kind of a sad fact, Alvin.
Okay. But then how about this?
He signed it on the day that he was murdered.
Right.
He signed the Secret Service Act.
Yeah. It's like,
man, there are people laughing all across the world.
That's another boils my potato thing is when people say, careful after you've fallen. They'll say, oh, careful, or watch your step. It's like, if you would have told me that 2 seconds earlier, I would not have fallen.
Yeah, those people are just useless. Useless. What's the point?
I think there's a word for them. Jerk. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
How about that?
Okay. Did you know that jerk is an actual term from physics?
I bet you
didn't know that.
No, that's a fact.
Well, I took AP physics. I got a 1, which is the lowest score you can get. But I did learn that you have, first of all, you have speed, okay?
Yes.
Which, what do we call speed in physics?
Speed in physics is, velocity?
Correct.
Thank you.
We call it velocity, okay?
V.
And then the change in velocity is what?
V times...
No, the change in velocity is called acceleration.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But the change in acceleration is called...
Yes.
Jerk.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Not making that up.
Okay, well, that's good.
But isn't that interesting? It sounds like something I'd make up.
It does.
But it's kind of like the change in velocity is acceleration, and the change in acceleration is called jerk.
Okay.
I know, I wish I made that up, but I didn't. It's true. But
okay.
That's a fun fact. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we got a fun fact for you.
Okay,
any
now,
other fun
here's
facts?
Another fun fact about Russia. Russia has a larger surface area than Pluto. Okay? So if you go to Russia and you walk all over it, save your money. Don't go to Pluto, okay? Because you've already
been
there.
So you mean to tell me that Russia is not considered a planet?
No.
And yet, it has more surface area.
Hey.
You know, it extends over 8 time zones.
It does.
How many time zones does Pluto have? Actually, no one knows.
No.
Actually, that's a very complicated question.
It depends on how fast it's spinning.
But actually, I love facts like that. Pluto has less surface area than all of Russia.
Yes.
Mother Russia.
Mother Russia.
Okay. Any other fun facts
You know what? This should be an easy one. If you're at home, scoring at home and you want to see how many fun facts do I get right, which state's votes finally decided the 2000 U.S. election? Which state's votes?
Well, that's easy.
Yeah. That's an easy one. Well, I'm telling you, it's an easy one.
Florida.
Florida with the Hanging Chad. Now, some kids out there, they weren't even born.
I know the Hanging Chad is like 10 minutes ago, but it's now 20 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
What? Come on.
For change.
You know, 20 years isn't what it used to be. That's a fact.
No, and I don't like the fact that the life actually goes faster when you're older than when you're little. When you're a little kid.
I know. Because it seemed like a year was an eternity when you were little.
And it was in 1964, that famous seatbelt song shot up the charts, Billboard charts.
I'll never forget
Number one on the Billboard charts.
Hold on to your hats, folks. Who knows what we're going to have for you. Even we don't.
Hear the latest reporting and analysis on the big stories of the day on the Daybreak Insider podcast. It's top-notch reporting from SRN News, along with the sharpest insight from Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Sebastian Gorka, and the voices of townhall.com. The Daybreak Insider podcast. It's your first look at today's top stories. Available at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
Oh boy. My book, we didn't get to it earlier.
No.
But here it is.
Yeah.
I got copies in the mail yesterday.
You know what? This is going to make a great present for my twin brother and his wife who are celebrating their anniversary today, October 1st.
Now, because he's your twin,
yeah.
Do you guys share an anniversary? Do each of your wives?
No. We try to do something separate, and that's one of the things we do separately.
Interesting. But you still have the same birthday.
We still do.
What about like Halloween, Thanksgiving? You celebrate on the same day as
your
twin brother?
We try. We do.
Isn't that amazing?
But he's in a different world because
okay,
he's in
Pittsburgh.
Okay, I
just want to say, now, folks,
yes.
Here's the book.
That's it.
Now, what I'm here to tell you is, now that I have it in my hands, I'm even more excited about it because I can see the photos. Oh, my gosh. Some of these photos are hilarious. Some of the captions are unintentionally hilarious, but I'm not going to tell you what they are. I want to say that this would make a great birthday present. Speaking of which, yesterday was Oz Guinness's birthday. I owe so much to my friend Oz Guinness. I've mentioned my book, If He Can Keep It. I never would have written that book if not for Oz Guinness. Happy birthday, Oz Guinness. God bless you. And tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, today.
Today.
Is Katie Madonna's birthday. Katie used to work here until I fired her 5 minutes ago, but then I rehired her because you can't fire somebody on their birthday,
not
right?
On their birthday.
So, Katie,
hey.
happy birthday to you. And with a name like Katie Madonna, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Anyway, happy birthday, Katie. We just love to embarrass the people that we love. And so, in any event, obviously, Katie and her husband, Brian, like, they get a copy of this book, whether it's her birthday anyway. But I want to say that if you want to pre-order this book, you can pre-order this book by going to my website, which is ericmetaxas.com. We need to get the pre-orders up. I'm just going to lay it on the line, folks. This book, okay, it's about getting the truth out. It's not about me selling books, okay? I write books all the time. It's what I do. But what's in this book, there is information from science that is staggering. Now, I'm not a scientist, but I read all these books over the years, and I said, I have to write about that. So I put it in this book. So the stuff in here about the limits of science, about what the Big Bang teaches us about the limits of science, it's crazy. You're gonna laugh. It's a lot of this stuff is actually very funny stories. Einstein embarrassed himself horribly because he didn't like the idea of a universe with a beginning. I write about that. It's funny. I write about the fine-tuned universe. If you read my book Miracles, I talk about the fine-tuned universe. This goes way beyond that. There is stuff in here. Water is something that, when you study water, there's a guy named Michael Denton wrote a book about it. Nobody would believe that water, and again, there's a chapter in here about water, and you're going to say, what could it be? How boring.
Yeah.
It's going to blow your mind. When you realize how outrageously designed water is, you know God had to design it. It's insane. And actually, a lot of people call water H2O.
Right.
I would like to rename it H2WO.
Whoa.
H2WO.
Okay.
Because it's that crazy.
Yeah, H2 now you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but it is – there are things in here that are going to take your breath away. And again, it's not because of my writing. It's because the facts – here's the thesis of the first part of this book is that the more science learns, the more it makes it impossible not to believe God designed the universe. And it's getting freaky. The thing about water and the thing about sunlight, when you read that – if you really understand what I'm saying in the book, it's going to freak you out. You're going to say there is no question God designed the universe. And that's just one part of it. Then I go into the James Tour stuff. We're going to have him on this program. Yeah. Then I go into biblical archaeology. The evidence from biblical archaeology is freaky.
Right. And Stephen Collins was on yesterday.
It's in this book. Stephen Collins. Yeah. There's a chapter about the Stephen Collins stuff in here. Oh, yeah. And Newsweek is publishing. I wrote a piece about the Stephen Collins, the discovery of biblical Sodom and all that stuff. It's going to be in Newsweek. I'll put it on my
this section. Why haven't we heard this before? And that's what the book is all about. What, the book is saying, like, this is a stuff you never heard before. Now you're hearing it.
Well, I mean, I'm not kidding when I say that I believe God had to lead me to this stuff because I didn't spend years researching this. It's just I bumped into Stephen Collins because of my friend Skip Heitzig. It is a freaky thing that no one has heard of the discovery of biblical Sodom. And then when you get the details, you think this is probably the most astonishing evidence for the truth of the Bible. It's crazy, and nobody knows it. I mean, Christians don't know it. Non-Christians don't know it. How is it possible that people don't – this wasn't on the cover of the New York Times? Well, anyway, I'll leave it there.
Yes.
So, but the third part of the book, the weirdest thing to me is that nobody knows that two of the greatest atheists, actually three, of the 20th century all came to believe in God. It's you can't make this up category stuff. We're talking Jean-Paul Sartre, Albert Camus, and Anthony Flew. And I have a chapter devoted to the three of them. But, I mean, this is like blockbuster information. You think everybody should know it. So when I come upon this information, I thought, okay, at least I can put it in a book and I can talk about it incessantly because everybody needs to know the evidence for God is overwhelming. It is absolutely overwhelming. So,
thank you to Salem Books for putting this out as well.
Yeah, thank you, Salem Books and Tim Peterson. Books. Thanks a lot
for
believing in me.
Yeah.
But it is true. Published by Salem Books. Obviously, we're on the Salem Radio Network. But I just want to say that I am going to be speaking all over the country about the book. I'm going to be signing copies. But if you want to pre-order it, to go back to what I said in the beginning, if you want to pre-order it, the reason I ask people to pre-order it, first of all, the price is fantastic. It's 45% off. If you go to ericmetaxas.com, you can find the link. The Baker link, I think, is probably the best one. But if you want to be part of the launch team, and this I ask you very sincerely, if you want to be part of the launch team, go to ericmetaxas.com. An email will be sent to you with an electronic copy of the book. So you can read the book today if you want, if you join the launch team. Very little will be required of you. This is like not some big deal. And on Monday, I'll be doing a fun thing, a Q&A with on the Facebook page for the launch team or whatever. You'll be able to be part of that. So you get a lot, and there's not much you need to do. But it helps the book because you know that angry, trolling atheists on Twitter and on Amazon are going to attack the book without having read it. So I'm hoping that people who've actually read it will want to participate. So to join the launch team, please go to ericmetaxas.com. We do need your help in pre-ordering it. And again, I say this because we're going through tough times, a lot of cancel culture. I've been canceled a lot, so I'm not afraid to ask for your help. We'll be right back. Thank you. Okay, before we go into hour two, Albin.
Yes.
I wanted to read. People, you know, you ask some friends to read the book ahead of time and to give you an endorsement if they like it, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And I asked Dennis Prager, and this is what he wrote. First of all, he sent me four blurbs. Three of them were nasty jokes making fun of me. One of them was a real blurb. This is the real blurb. He wrote, Dennis Prager wrote, "When Eric Metaxas comes out with a new book, I have a problem. I know I will have to read it. I have read all his books because I learn an immense amount from them and because they are difficult to put down. This latest book features Metaxas versus atheism. It's not a fair fight. Read Is Atheism Dead? And you'll understand why." Now, that's very nice of him to say that.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, it is the new atheists with whom I take issue in this book, because somebody who says I'm an atheist or something, I think, you know, we have to respect people, especially in the United States of America. We have a tradition of religious liberty, which means we don't tell people what to think. But when you find people really being nasty to people for what they think, like the new atheists have been, I find that off-putting as an American. Now, many of these extremely nasty new atheists are British, but Americans, we have a culture here where we try to respect each other's beliefs. But in the book, I take Christopher Hitchens and Richard Dawkins to task for their unbelievable intellectual sloppiness. When I really looked at their stuff, I thought, I never dreamt that the new atheists could be this superficial, hollow, nasty. When I say nasty, I mean they're being nasty because evidently they have no actual arguments except to sneer and be nasty and to try to say that Christians have said and done things that they've never done or whatever. Just horrible stuff. But there are pictures in the book, color pictures, which if you're listening on radio, you can just see them if you squint at your radio. Just squint at the speaker and you'll get a shot. Yeah. But
squint at the speed of
but
light.
But I have some funny pictures in here. I have one picture of Galileo looking through to actually trying to get people to look through his telescope. And this is kind of at the center of the book. Science and faith have always been friends. And I make that case from history in the book, and a kind of madness overtakes people where they don't want to look at the evidence. And so I'm daring people to read the book and to deal with the evidence. You don't have to like me. You don't have to like other Christians or whatever. Forget it.
Yeah.
But just try to deal with the evidence because we have to live truthfully.
Listen, folks, I don't like Eric, but I'm going to read the book.
Exactly. Keep an
open
what I'm
mind.
Saying.
Yes.
And I don't like you, and you're going to read my book.
Exactly.
And I don't want you to read it.
And by the way, I will be interviewing you about the book in probably a week from now or so. So get ready for that.
Okay.
I'm excited about this.
Here's something you're going to see. Okay. Mm-hmm. I get into something that this is going to plumb. I don't know. It's going to flat out freak out people who read this. Okay. In Nazareth, they've recently, very recently, published a book in which the findings of somebody who's been excavating since 2006 were revealed. This came out a few months ago. This is blockbuster stuff, folks. You're not going to believe it. An archaeologist found what amounts to the first century home of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph in Nazareth.
Wow.
Now, that sounds insane and mythical. Like, that's like, you know, somebody who said he found the Garden of Eden or somebody who found the Santa's workshop at the North Pole. Folks, I give you all the details in here. And there is a photograph. I took some trouble to get this of the stone foundation and the door and everything. It's just crazy stuff. And I'm just wanting to challenge people to look deeply into this stuff because the evidence gets absolutely crazy. You can tell I'm as giddy as a schoolgirl. Just getting a new copy of my book that I've not seen before. I'm excited. Please pre-order it at ericmetaxas.com. We could use your help there. Thank you.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.